with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Vice President Kamala Harris has accepted an invitation for a televised debate with Donald Trump's running mate this summer. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
The Biden campaign says the vice president accepted the invitation from CBS News, telling the network she would debate in studio on July 23rd or August 13th. Harris encouraged the Trump campaign to agree to one of the dates for his eventual vice presidential pick. The former president is expected to announce a running mate shortly before the Republican National Convention begins in Milwaukee in mid-July. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There were few Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs remain at historically low levels, even as other signs that the labor market is cooling have surfaced. Jobless claims fell by 10,000 to 222,000 on May 11th. That's according to the Labor Department. Also at SRNNews.com, Washington correspondent Donna Warder reports on U.S. efforts to send more humanitarian aid into Gaza.
President Joe Biden had ordered construction of the pier more than 2 months ago to help Palestinians facing starvation as Israel, in a war against Hamas, recently seized the Rafah border crossing. The maritime route is designed to increase the amount of aid getting into the Gaza Strip, although aid agencies say that land-based deliveries are far cheaper and more sustainable. U.S. officials say that American troops will not be setting foot in Gaza, and Pentagon officials say that the maritime route would be temporarily shut down if fighting in Gaza threatens the new shoreline distribution area. Donna Warder, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was over 40,000 for the first time, but has retreated. The blue chips now up 80 points, the NASDAQ adding 13. This is SRN News. Abortion will be the deciding issue for a lot of Americans on Election Day. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll released by the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of voters will not cast their ballot for any candidate who does not share their views on abortion. That's up from just 21% back in 2018. Democrats are more likely than Republicans to be doctrinaire on abortion, as are young people. In fact, voters ages 18 to 29 feel more strongly about the issue than any other age group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's ruling that a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 does cover transgenderism. The Georgia case may wind up at the U.S. Supreme Court. This is SRN News. A police report, or pursued through two states that started in Delaware, ends with the shooting of a woman being pursued.
When Wilmington police went to a residence to arrest 23-year-old Yasmin Stewart on a warrant, she fled the home in a vehicle and rammed multiple marked Wilmington police vehicles before driving into Pennsylvania. After crashing that vehicle, authorities say she started firing at officers. Stewart then carjacked another vehicle, which she also crashed. She then entered a home where she was confronted by a mother and her baby before she took another car and tried to flee again. But this time she was stopped when officers opened fire. Stewart was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Three people dead after a small plane crashed in Tennessee. That plane had left Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It was headed to Louisville. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.